You're listening to SBS News.
This march will go down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, demonstrations for freedom and human dignity ever held in the United States.
As Martin Luther King and his supporters marched on Washington in 1963, black Americans in the South trying to register to vote were often turned away by the police, sometimes violently. Racial discrimination in voting was rife. In Selma, Alabama in 1965, marchers for civil rights were brutally attacked by state troopers. The images shocked the nation, mobilizing Congress to pass the Voting Rights Act. Here's Professor Olatunde Johnson of Columbia Law School in New York on that landmark law.
The 1965 Voting Rights Act is actually considered one of the most successful civil rights acts. Before 1965, you had the application of things like literacy tests that prevented African Americans to vote that weren't applied fairly.
But in 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a provision of the Voting Rights Act, requiring mostly southern states to get federal approval before they changed their voting laws. The justices in the majority argued that times had changed. But for the late John Lewis, who had led the marchers in Selma and then become a congressman, it was an ominous moment, the court ruling the South had overcome its racist past.
They're saying, in effect, that history cannot repeat itself, but I succumb and walk in my shoes.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965, which followed that march on Washington and all of Dr. King's activism, was supposed to end racial discrimination in voting. But some of those legal protections have been removed. So now, as America faces both a national reckoning over racial injustice and a high-stakes presidential election, there are increasingly questions about whether barriers to voting based on race have really been removed.
The court called it the most restrictive voting law North Carolina has seen since the era of Jim Crow, saying the law's provisions target African Americans with almost surgical precision.
There's a lot of finger pointing the day after thousands of Georgia voters waited in long lines to cast ballots in the state's primary election.
States that were unable to amend voting laws without approval from the Justice Department, like North Carolina and Georgia, have now tried to introduce changes, claiming they'll prevent voter fraud. Here's Professor Olatunde Johnson again.
You've seen an ushering of a lot of different requirements that make it more difficult for low-income people and people of color to vote. There are things like getting rid of early voting, which made it easier for people to vote to start before Election Day. Closing polling stations, and particularly closing these polling stations in minority neighborhoods or in low-income neighborhoods.
As a result of this march, we subpoenaed the conscience of the nation to appear before the judgment seat of morality on one of the great moral issues of our day and age.
More than half a century after Martin Luther King led the march on Washington, the legal barriers against racial discrimination in voting, which civil rights leaders fought so hard for, are no longer fully intact. The question is whether those changes affect turnout in the 2020 election, or if the wave of activism over present-day racial injustice leads to more black Americans voting.